Hello, welcome to the Friday, March 18th, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Orlando, Florida. CanSec West, and with that, Pwn to Own is underway. On day one of the contest, Safari was successfully compromised, and privileges were escalated on OS X to root. Also, Google Chrome was compromised. And then we have a few new vulnerabilities in Flash. There was also an attempt to exploit Microsoft's Edge browser, but it failed within the allotted time. Now, this is day one, so there's another day coming of possible additional vulnerabilities. All of these vulnerabilities were reported to the respective manufacturers. There are no details yet. They will only be released after a patch is made available. And Symantec released an update for its endpoint protection software, fixing two flaws in the server component and one in the client. These server component bugs are a cross-site scripting flaw and a SQL injection vulnerability that can be exploited by any logged-in user. The client component can essentially be disabled with the third flaw, which can then lead to the execution of malicious software without being inhibited by Symantec's endpoint protection. So probably something you do want to update. It does affect anything before version SEP 12.1. And Symantec also announced that it will join the Encryption Everywhere initiative, and with that provide free SSL certificates in cooperation with some large web hosting companies. Similar to other initiatives like Let's Encrypt, the free certificate is really only part of this effort. There is also scripting and such to make it easier to apply and configure these certificates for various web hosting environments. And talking about HTTPS, there is a new paper that was released by a number of Israeli researchers about how to fingerprint HTTPS traffic. For example, it is possible, of course, to fingerprint operating systems, even though HTTPS or SSL, for that matter, traffic is being used because, well, different operating systems do support different SSL options, different ciphers, and with that you can deduct what operating system is being used. In addition, looking at packet sizes, timing, and the like, it may also be possible to deduct what applications and in some cases what content is being transmitted via SSL. And apparently the Netgear CG3000 V2 cable modem that is provided by Australian ISP Optus is susceptible to an attack that would allow an unauthenticated attacker to change the admin password. Apparently, the page that is used to change the password, setpassword.asp, does have a field where it does require the user to enter the old password in addition to the new password, but the old password actually is ignored, so any password will do and the new password is accepted. This page can be retrieved even without being logged in. Of course, cross-site request forging would be one way to exploit this vulnerability. However, this actually assumes that the user even bothered to change the default password. And the German car organization ADAC did test a number of different cars for various attacks on keyless entry systems. They found that all 24 models that they looked at are susceptible to various attacks against that keyless entry system, in particular relay attacks. Relay attacks essentially do extend the reach of these keyless keys. So with that, a key that's even quite far away from the car can be used to open the car without the owner actually knowing by placing a receiver close to the car that essentially then receives an amplified signal from a transmitter that's placed relatively close to the actual key. This could, for example, be used if the owner of the car is shopping or in some public area, and then the receiver is placed close to the owner and the signal is being relayed to the receiver that's close to the car. In order to conduct this attack, they had to spend a couple hundred dollars in hardware in order to configure and build the necessary devices. There have been reports in the past about systems like this being used in actual car thefts. Overall, there hasn't really been much of an effort by manufacturers to disable this kind of attack by, for example, requiring physical contact between key and car. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.